Penguin Random House Audio presents When Faith Disappoints, The Gap Between What We Believe and What We Experience. Foreword by David Kinnerman, read by George Newbern. This is the author, Lisa Victoria Fields. To my parents, Lewis and Lisa L. Fields, your example, prayers, guidance, and love have helped make me the woman I am today. I love and appreciate you both. I pray I make you proud. To my granddaddy, Lewis Fields Sr., I'm so thankful that you were such a good man. I miss you and I love you. I am who I am today, partly because of the man you were. I was so blessed to have you as a granddaddy.
Forward. Being human comes with disappointment built in. We simply can't avoid it. We might even say that experiencing disappointment, disillusionment, and discouragement is simply a nasty case of being normal. Still, these negative experiences often create a weather system all their own, and those downpours frequently wash away people's faith. There's a new name for this storm: deconstruction. Perhaps you're wrestling with your faith, or you know someone who is and you want to help. Either way, you should know that you're not alone. If you're one of those struggling with disappointment, it really is okay to feel this way. If you're walking alongside someone who is faltering under the weight of their questions, be patient and pray. Doubt truly is a normal part of life. I have the numbers to prove this. I lead a research company that explores the common themes of human experience. We study people's spiritual journeys. Our social research shows that half of adults, 49%, say they have gone through a period when they significantly doubted their faith. 47% agree that my experiences have led me to deconstruct or take apart the faith of my youth. Sadly, 43% assert that I am disillusioned by my experiences in Christian churches. What's more, millennials and Gen Z, people roughly age 40 and under, are even more likely to express these sentiments. In their hurt, pain, and disappointment, younger generations' belief in God often swirls down the drain. When I say you are not alone, I'm referring not just to the numbers. I have walked my own painful journey of disappointment and disillusionment since Jill, my high school sweetheart and wife of 25 years, passed away from brain cancer. Those 40 months of disease and death, and all that has followed, have taken me to the deepest places of my faith and my doubts. I've wrestled with God. I've shouted into the heavens to a God who seemed silent. I've groaned and wept and poured out my soul in the aching chasm of loss. Yet, I've learned that Jesus is there through it all. We have a God who comforts us in our heartache and hardship. We follow a master who bears our pain with us. And God is never scared of our questions and never wastes our suffering. The Christian scriptures attest to this, and I found my heart pounding at the way the Bible gave voice to, and didn't shy away from, my soul's insurmountable grief and extreme disappointment. When my friend Lisa Fields asked me to write this forward, I felt both overwhelmed and honored. Overwhelmed because talking about doubt and disappointment is so difficult and personal. We each have our own private battles, and I want to be helpful and kind and to point you to Jesus. I also felt so honored that Lisa asked me to introduce this book to you. I think the world of Lisa, and I'm so glad you picked up her book. In the vast landscape of resources on how to share the gospel, few voices resonate with a profound understanding of the human quest for connection with the divine. Lisa Fields's is such a voice, and in the pages that follow, you'll join her on a journey into the intricacies of faith, doubt, and the relentless pursuit of truth. Lisa invites us to question, to wrestle, and to explore the space between what we believe and what we experience. In doing so, she unveils a path that leads not away from God, but toward a richer, more nuanced understanding of Him. Lisa is rare in her ability to bridge the gap between the pulpit and the pew. Speaking to both leaders and everyday Christians, she explores the delicate terrain of disappointment with God drawing from both her own experiences and narratives of the Bible. Her words are simple, cogent, and powerful. But Lisa doesn't stop at introspection. She also confronts pressing issues of our time. Systemic racism, the marginalization of the Black community, these are not merely topics in her book. They are lived realities she addresses with empathy. In the face of generational racism, Lisa offers a path forward, a call to trust in God as she grapples with the complexities of human history. One of Lisa's compelling stories centers on the launch of Jude 3 Project. Her vision and mission is to help Black Christians know what they believe and why they believe it. With barely any funds, she faced crushing obstacles. She overcame the harsh realities of bias, racism, and sexism in her pursuit of a mission larger than herself. Early on, she was told, "You're young, a woman, and Black," meaning her chances of succeeding in the white male-dominated world of Christian apologetics were slim, if not impossible. Yet Lisa did succeed, with the Lord's help, and I am inspired by her leadership. Reading through the challenges she overcame, from fundraising hurdles to societal biases, from relational pain to struggles of identity, we witness a journey marked by storms. Yet Lisa reveals every storm has a purpose, a means through which God shapes and refines us. As we navigate the headwinds of our own lives, she reminds us that each trial, every questioning moment, is an opportunity for growth, endurance, and ultimately a deeper connection with our Creator. In these pages, Lisa Fields doesn't just share a story. She invites us into a conversation, a dialogue with doubt, faith, and the God who weaves through it all. It's a conversation that resonates, challenges, and above all, illuminates the path toward a faith that withstands the powerful storms of doubt. So, friend, buckle up for a journey that is as inspiring as it is authentic. A journey into the heart of faith, guided by the insightful words of Lisa Fields, a woman of tenacious faith who knows what she believes and why she believes it. Hers is a rising voice we all benefit from hearing. I am honored to count her as a friend. David Kinnaman, CEO of Barna.
Chapter 1, Permission to Wrestle. Believers should acknowledge and wrestle with doubts, not only their own, but their friends and neighbors. Tim Keller, The Reason for God. When I was in seminary, I had a faith crisis. I heard a tragic story about terrorists murdering children in the Middle East. My heart was heavy. I don't struggle as much with why God allows evil to happen to adults. But when children are targeted, I feel differently. They tug at my heartstrings. I was deeply grieved and began to question God. Why do you protect some and not others? How can I trust you? My mind was spinning, and these thoughts lingered for weeks. I even found it challenging to read my Bible and pray. Finally, I went to the office of my favorite professor, Dr. Leo Purser, who taught on the New Testament. I appreciated his humility and kindness, so it was a no-brainer that I should seek his guidance. I explained how I couldn't understand a God who would allow such evil to happen to innocent children. I knew all the arguments for the problem of evil. I could understand that we have free will and that it creates the reality of evil. I could also reason that God uses evil for greater purposes that are sometimes beyond our human understanding. But these logical explanations still left me emotionally unsatisfied. If I couldn't find an answer for why God allowed children to be murdered, then could I continue following him? Could I keep my faith and trust him? I paused, holding my breath while I waited for Dr. Purser's response. He said, "I struggle with that too." I exhaled. I had expected some deep philosophical or theological answer, but he gave me a very human response. He simply said, "Me too." I thought I was on the verge of losing my faith. But here was a respected professor with years of knowledge and expertise who wrestled too. Dr. Purser didn't say anything profound. He was honest about his struggle with God. He normalized my frustration. Dr. Purser acknowledged that it was okay to question God.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?